You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Response to the U.S. airstrike that killed a top general, Qasem Soleimani. That's a big crowd that listened to the Supreme Leader calling the Iranian missile strikes aimed at American targets a slap. Iranian state TV had reported there were 80 casualties, but so far the U.S. has reported no casualties.
Overnight, 15 ballistic missiles were fired from Iranian territory towards a military base in western Iraq that does house American forces. According to U.S. officials, 10 of those missiles hit their target, 4 of them failed, and 1 landed in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil. Reports do indicate that Iran verbally informed the Iraqis ahead of these strikes.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Baghdad. We're still expecting to hear from President Trump this morning. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Dave, the president will make a statement today after huddling with top military advisors at the White House last night and tweeting, "All is well. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far." Also on the agenda, a congressional briefing on the situation with Iran. Lawmakers will hear from the secretaries of state and defense, the joint chiefs of staff chairman, and CIA director. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted, "We must ensure the safety of our service members, including endless, needless provocations from the administration, and demanding that Iran cease its violence." Dave.
Rachel, a plane crashed in Iran before dawn shortly after takeoff from Tehran's airport. The Ukrainian passenger jet slammed into the ground, then burned. All 176 people on board were killed. Iranian officials initially blamed a mechanical problem with the Boeing 737. 63 of the people killed were Canadians. And we're also learning this morning there's been a shooting in Canada in the capital city of Ottawa. Police initially reported many injuries. So far, we're told 3 people have been hospitalized in serious condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Time's running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at pch.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at pch.com now. Entries due 2/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The cancer death rate has been falling for years in the U.S., but the rate of decline hit a record in 2017, down 2.2% from 2016. An American Cancer Society report out today cites advances treating tumors in lungs, which is key because lung cancer accounts for a quarter of all cancer deaths. There's another study out on cancer finding no strong evidence to link baby powder to ovarian cancer.
The study by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences involved 250,000 women. An editorial published in the Journal of the American Medical Association called the findings reassuring overall. Health concerns about the use of talcum powder for personal hygiene have prompted thousands of lawsuits by women who claim asbestos in the product caused them to develop cancer. The editorial saying the study isn't definitive, but more conclusive research probably isn't feasible because fewer women use baby powder for personal hygiene. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
There is yet another big recall of Takata airbags. 10 million more front airbag inflators that could explode with too much force, sending shrapnel flying. That problem blamed for at least 25 deaths worldwide. This recall affects cars made by 14 different automakers and is the last one, Takata, which is in bankruptcy, agreed to in a 2015 settlement with U.S. regulators. Nissan's former CEO turned fugitive, Carlos Ghosn, spoke out this morning from Lebanon for the first time since he fled Japan last month following his arrest on financial misconduct allegations.
I have not experienced a moment of freedom since November 19, 2018. It is impossible. It is impossible to express the depth of that deprivation. deprivation.
Goan has called his detention in Japan a travesty against human rights, and he claims all the allegations against him are untrue. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of the opening bell later this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A beautiful morning here in the Champaign-Urbana area. It's 8:05 on the eighth day of January. Hope your New Year's resolutions are being upheld. You can do it. ESPN 93.5 with our local news now.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniselli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An annual report says 123 children died in the last fiscal year despite having contact with the State Department of Children and Family Services. WQAD says the report investigates the deaths of children who came into contact with the state agency in the last year. Of the 123 deaths, 24 were ruled a homicide, 37 were considered accidental, 34 were natural, 7 were suicide, 21 were undetermined. A Champaign man gets 8 years behind bars for having a gun that was stolen from Urbana. 24-year-old Devon Hart pleaded guilty in November to possession of a stolen firearm. Hart is not allowed to have a gun because he has previous convictions for residential burglary and aggravated robbery. A man living in Urbana had left his gun in his unlocked car, and the next morning he discovered the gun was gone. The case was recovered, and it was sent to the state crime lab. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniselli.
Romans 8:19 says, "For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed." As the creation awaits, Blossom Basket awaits for the growth and maturity for the perfect time to sell the most beautiful arrangements to you for a special occasion. Weddings, birthdays, or whatever event. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE and see the beauty of God's all-natural creation.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort call maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Our weather looks great this morning. We had a nice sunrise. Today's high right around the freezing point and down to around 24 this evening. So a little cooler for us, up to 48 tomorrow, only down to 46. Starting out partly cloudy, then showers late, windy conditions. On Friday, rainy but mild with a high 55 expected. Inside the 40s over the weekend, but some rain coming into Saturday. Right now we're at 23 on ESPN 93.5. And we've got good vibes, Steve Suderman on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hey, well, I wish I were in Hawaii right now, but at least winter's taking a little break for us here. But I'm pretty jealous.
Exactly.
That sunshine is really something over there.
I haven't been. I know my folks had been on their anniversary, and everybody raves about it. The expense of everything, though, they say, you know, gas up to $8 a gallon or something crazy. So,
yeah, well, the islands aren't that big. You're not going to drive very far.
Right.
Get a bicycle.
That's right. Very good. So what kind of deals we got going in 2020 at Good Vibes?
You know, I'm looking forward to the Illini game tonight to watch that on my, my big TV.
Right.
Maybe Brad's crew can beat up Buggy Badger. That'd be kind of fun. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, so if I sound a little funny, that's how it is. Dish has got a new deal coming on the 14th. If you sign up now, even if we don't get it installed by then, you get to save the 2019 pricing for 2 whole years. If you've been thinking about Dish, this is a good time to get the paperwork done, and we can get you started. But this is the time of year. Everybody knows Super Bowl is when you buy a TV.
Mm-hmm.
This is the prices go as low as they're going to be all year. Maybe they're the same as Black Friday. Maybe they're lower. Maybe they're the same as the Christmas closeout. But we're getting to the end of the life of some of these models. Whether it be an LG OLED or a Sony XBR or a Samsung QLED, we've got all of those. They're all going on sale starting Monday. And they'll be at the lowest prices that they're going to be at or have been at until the end of the month. So, and this is especially true, the bigger the TV, the bigger the savings. We're going to have a Sony XBR, an 85-inch XBR for $19.99.
Wow!
I mean, it'll cover your wall. It looks great. And, you know, won't break the bank, and you can even take 12 months same as cash if it helps.
Okay.
There's a closeout deal on a flagship model. This is the most brightest TV that's ever been made. It's $2,200 off MSRP on a 75-inch version. It's right on our website. You can see it there. That price is already broke now, so we've got that available today. And the OLEDs, 55-inch OLED, starts at $1,300, $1,299, lowest price that they've had them at, and like that there. If you can get them from Good Vibes, you'll get somebody who can program your remote, who can bring it to your house, who can set up your stuff, put it on Wi-Fi, get your Netflix all set up, and you can't get that from Amazon. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Excellent. I'm so glad to get kind of a tech talk going into 2020. I know my daughter Anna, working at Old Orchard on Monday night, said, I need you to tape, you know, The Bachelor. It's the premiere, the three-hour premiere. So we set our VCR, Steve.
Your VCR?
we had to try to find a VHS tape. We are so behind. So I definitely need to see you this 2020 and upgrade.
Hey, that Dish thing's got the DVR, and, you know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so gvibes.com for details.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Happy New Year. Thanks for checking in with us.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
All right. Take care. ESPN 93.5. Yep. As Steve mentioned, we've got Stevie J in Hawaii.
Good morning, Diane. I'm so glad to be talking to you. It is the 8th of January. It is Elvis Presley's birthday and my sister-in-law, Bobby Lou. It's her birthday today, too. Anyway, good morning, everybody, on this Wednesday. I'm Stevie J, coming to you from Hawaii, actually on the way back now from Hawaii. Got some neat interviews coming up later this morning. You're going to hear another fascinating person that we meet along the way. Fascinating people I've met around the world, kind of a new series when we meet individuals. But we start the morning with news, as you know by now, that Iran has fired missiles into Iraq at our air bases, at some of our bases. Based on information we have at this hour that I've had, and again, our hours are a little bit off from you where we are now, but it looks like no Americans have been hurt or killed. It looks like there could be some Iraqi casualties. They're still sorting all that out. And I think the hope and prayer here is that this was fired from Iran, which is an extraordinarily strong signal to say, you know, you hit us, we're going to hit you from our country. We're not sending a proxy. We're not sending anybody else. This is from us. But considering there was no direct damage to American soldiers, I am very hopeful that there will be no reaction from the White House on this, and I really don't think there will be. I think had there been Americans killed, I believe there would have been a strong response. But because it appears no Americans have been killed, that perhaps this can dial down just a little bit, and we can take a time out here and see where we go from there. So anyway, we're tracking all of that. It's really interesting when you travel, some of the reactions or lack thereof of reaction or any talk or any buzz, you just don't hear much. I don't know how many countries are represented on this ship, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were at least 50. I mean, there are 2,900 passengers on the Grand Princess as we cruise back from Hawaii, and it's full of different languages and beautiful people from all walks of life, and young, middle-aged, and very old. We have somebody on this ship, believe it or not, is, I believe, turning 100. Can you believe that? Do you want to be cruising when you're 100? And the youngest, I believe, on board worker anyway is a 20-year-old person. And then, of course, we see a lot of kids here. And I think a whole bunch of folks are from Spain on this particular cruise. So here we are. We're tracking what's going on in the world and trying to keep track of all these current events as we travel. But love talking to you each morning. I did want to mention the Cardinal Caravan coming up a week from Friday. It'll be January 17th at the I Hotel at noon. And we invite you to come. And I was real excited to see Mike Claiborne will be back to do the MC work. And very excited that one Tommy Edmond, as you know by now, I know Lon and Jeremy have been talking about this as well, the drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper, and of course, Jeremy Warner Show, they've been talking about the Cardinal Caravan. So it'll be noon on Friday, January 17, a week from Friday, 9 days away. The Cardinals will be in town. Tommy Edmond is the headliner, but you're also going to, I think Daniel Ponce de Leon is coming, and Rangel Rivera, big third baseman, looks a lot to me like Albert Pujols. I don't know where he's going to play if he's a first baseman, because obviously Paul Goldschmidt's there. And we had another player that I can't remember. Oh, Nolan Gorman, the potential great third baseman for the Cardinals in the future. Nolan Gorman is coming too, so we're excited to meet that young man. We've had a lot of pre-stars before they became stars come to Champaign at our caravan. So mark it down, Mike Claiborne, the MC. And I'll look forward to taking your questions from the audience during that. Some 500 of you dressed in red come. The Fighting Illini FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, will be selling raffles tickets, so you'll be able to win all kinds of Cardinals materials, tickets, and a whole bunch of wonderful souvenirs. You can buy raffles and support the Fighting Illini FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Fighting Illini version. So we're excited to help and support them as well. Okay, well, coming up, we do have some interesting things to say and perspective from some of the islands we visited. We started out in San Francisco. We cruised out to the islands of Hawaii. We stopped first in Hilo. We drove over to Kona. You heard some of those clips a couple of days ago on Monday. Then we went to Honolulu, 800,000 strong in Honolulu, beautiful place, Oahu. Then we went to Kauai, which is small but beautiful, where Jurassic Park was filmed, among other movies. And then ended our beautiful trip in Maui, where we did see, walk by, and did not get a chance to eat at Cheeseburger in Paradise, but fabulous. There's a guy named Harry Troop that we saw 17 years ago playing his guitar in a one-man band upstairs, and I'll be darned if Harry Troop wasn't still there. And so we saw Cheeseburger in Paradise. It's a hamburger joint. Has nothing to do with Jimmy Buffett, but just one of the cool things. And then you're going to hear from the art director at Weiland Studios. He's an amazing artist and sculptor, and you'll be hearing that, if not today, I believe tomorrow. So we'll keep track of things and keep it going. We appreciate you, Diane, helping us with our show. I'm back live in the studio on Monday. We'll continue to track all the events of the world. We're thrilled about the good weather in Champaign-Urbana. I mean, I see 56, if it's accurate from here, what I'm reading about Champaign maybe on Friday. And when we return on Sunday, we will, I think, be enjoying temperatures in the 30s and then back to the 40s next week is what I'm seeing. All right, we'll be talking soon. Stand by. Some more interesting tidbits from some of our visits on the island. I'm Stevie J on the Grand Princess aboard this beautiful vessel on our way back to the contiguous United States. And again, keep listening. ESPN 93.5. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Diane. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Stevie. Stevie J Travel. The folks from East Central Illinois enjoying that Hawaii excursion. And I've had folks texting in to 359-2255 to enjoy Everyday Kitchen and a $50 gift card as they take a tour of Logic Everyday Community at Neil and Fox Drive. Must be used within 7 days. And you can experience this innovative, creative space that includes child care and a place to work, a place to have a party or a wedding reception in the back. And they've got a fitness area and the Clever Moose Cafe, along with that Everyday Kitchen that has that Spitfire grill and the fireplace and the drinks and the full bar. Logic, L-O-D-G-I-C, in case you'd like to text in. We'll get in touch with you later today as one of our Stever partners. 359-2255, the word Logic. As far as our headlines go, the Illini in action in Wisconsin at 8 o'clock tonight. The earlier game in the Big Ten is Northwestern at Indiana at 6. Last night, we had Nebraska beating Iowa 76-70. Maryland took down the Buckeyes, number 11 Ohio State, 67-55. And Rutgers over Penn State, 72-61. NBA on the court. We have the Pacers in Miami, and the Bulls are down in New Orleans tonight. Congratulations to our Big Ten Coach of the Decade in baseball, Dan Hartlett. Way to go. That's quite an honor. NHL, the Blues over the San Jose Sharks. That final was 3-2. And Calgary over the Blackhawks. That final was 2-1. The president will be attending the game against LSU and Clemson. That's on Monday night as far as college football goes and the big championship finale. Now we'll get into our weather forecast, which looks great with the sunshine today, but cooler with a high right around the freezing point and down to 24 this evening. Partly cloudy to start, high 48 tomorrow, only down to 45. Showers later in the day, windy conditions. On Friday, rain and a high 55, low 39. Rainy and a high 42 coming into Saturday's forecast. We're currently at 24 on ESPN 93.5. Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust in 2020. Maybe you need to have some wealth management tips from Provident Financial Group, LLC.com to consider their website. They're bringing on this Fox Business Minute.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures and oil prices have stabilized after volatile trading overnight that followed Iran's attacks on bases in Iraq. Former Nissan and Renault chairman Carlos Ghosn is speaking out, maintaining his innocence. He says he escaped to Lebanon because there was no chance of him receiving a fair trial in Japan. He says the charges against him were cooked up because Japan no longer wanted Nissan to have a relationship with Renault.
Some of our Japanese friends thought the only way to get rid of the influence of Renault Nissan is to get rid of me.
Macy's shares are higher after its online shopping improved in the holiday quarter. Constellation Brands, maker of Corona and Modelo beer and wine and spirits, says its sales and earnings improved in the holiday quarter, helped by strong demand for its beer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the coat check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
January is National Mentoring Month. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois is having their Bigs and Brews event Thursday, January 9th. It's happening at Triptych Brewing, 1703 Woodfield Drive in Savoy. The event starts at 5 with a brief presentation starting at 5:30. Stop by Triptych Brewing to celebrate National Mentoring Month and learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Food will be provided. Visit bbbscil.org to print up a flyer with a couple of drink tickets. Thursday the 9th after 5 with details at bbbscil.org.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
8:23 on ESPN 93.5. Janice McAteer on our studio line. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you? How's the new year?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. I know you're with Developmental Services Center. Let's get an update on that Tree of Hope campaign.
Yeah, hopefully that as people are still driving by the corner of Prospect and Market View in Champaign, they're still thinking a little bit about that holiday spirit and the fact that, you know, the need really goes beyond the holidays. And that's our point for running this campaign all the way through January 31st. We've had great outpouring, as we always do, and want to give a huge shout out and a thanks to all the donors that have already contributed to the 2019 Tree of Hope campaign. But we're certainly hoping there are some people out there that haven't yet donated. Our goal this year is $185,000, and right now we stand at about $145,000. So we need about another $40,000 to make that goal. So it's a little bit of a tall order at this time of the year, particularly as we are approaching almost double digits for January. It's hard to believe how fast the time goes. But, you know, we're really hoping people can still think about it if they haven't donated and send us a check or hop online to donate to the 2019 Tree of Hope.
DSC-Illinois.com or org?
DSC.org.
Okay, very good. DSC, meaning Developmental Services Center, -Illinois.org. What does the money do for Developmental Services Center when they donate?
You know, I think the thing that's so amazing about what we do is sometimes, you know, the things that we can do can be very small and minor in a person's life, but it can alter their life in a very major way. So we might be able to help someone get a job. We might be able to help someone live more independently. We can help a little one learn how to strengthen their core so that they are able to develop more along developmental lines. And, you know, we're a huge resource for families, for parents, and for people as they move into this community and maybe need some support and services for people with developmental and intellectual disabilities.
As a Tree of Hope family in 2006 with our son Aiden not meeting the developmental milestones that he needed to as a toddler, I just found the group was so great to work with, and Judy Olam with her in-house services. She's retired now, right, Janice?
She actually just did retire, believe it or not. She was an amazing force at DSC and has certainly inspired others that are, you know, currently there. But yeah, Judy is an amazing, amazing person for sure.
And we learned how to play with purpose with my son, Aiden, and, you know, stack the blocks and do some things that other kids weren't able to do. Not to mention the fact that you guys had a room that would have kids with challenges kind of interacting and learning some more social skills. Because so many times when you have a kid who's not like the rest of them, you just stay home all the time because you just don't want to deal with that stink eye that you might get in a restaurant or a public place. So you just kind of stay as homebodies, but that's not necessarily the nurturing atmosphere that you need for these kids who need to learn these social skills too.
Absolutely. You're so right about that, Diane. And I think as time goes on, all of that is getting so much better and people are becoming better educated and certainly more understanding through that education. But, you know, we all have different needs. And I often told my kids as they were growing up, you know, everybody has some form of disability. Some you can see and some you can't. But regardless, all of us need help along the way. You know, life is hard. And so I think for all of us that have experienced something like this through being a parent or working in the field, it's such an amazing thing to watch families and individuals, both children and adults, really thrive with just a little bit of support. And I think sometimes we often think of the services that we see for kids that are more severely impacted, which are obviously very, very important. But for some of those people, which are the majority, it's not like they need a lot of support and service. They need sort of an a la carte, a little help here, a little help there. And that's where DSC will step in any, you know, in any of those ranges, from the most severe to, you know, something that's real minor. But the money really does make a difference. And this community obviously values our services because they really step up at the times that we ask.
Tomorrow afternoon at 4, the Tree of Hope at the corner of Prospect and Market View Drive will see a lot of activity for folks who have been donating the $50 to light a bulb, and you've got a special donation coming in tomorrow. Let's talk about that, Janice McAteer.
We're so super excited about that. Larry Fredrickson and the tons of fun band did their holiday show for 10 years, and DSC was involved as a recipient. And, you know, they always called it a labor of love because it was a lot of labor. So they took a few years off, but the Virginia Theater always kind of knocked on Larry's door and said, hey, people always ask every year if you're coming back. So they decided to in 2019, and they brought us back also as the recipient of the proceeds. And so that night, just in a free will offering, the community responded by donating $1,110 as they were walking out. And the proceeds have allowed today, we're going to be lighting the bulbs for $2,500, which will be the total raised from the proceeds of that event. And so we'll have members of the Tons of Fun Band, members from DSC out there. Of course, our Tree of Hope spokes family will be out there, the Haynes. And we're really excited to be able on tomorrow, that's tomorrow, right? Yes, Thursday, tomorrow at 4 o'clock to be able to celebrate a little bit from that effort back in December.
And again, the campaign is going on until the end of the month. So people still have a chance to give to the Tree of Hope. I know it sounds like a holiday only kind of thing, but best of luck with tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I know that's a big traffic area, Prospect and Market View Drive, but we thank you for all you do for Developmental Services Center, Janice.
Thank you, Diane, and thanks to you all for allowing us to get the word out. We really appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, Janice McAteer, again, Developmental Services Center, and your business can get involved too in case you'd like someone to assist you with stuffing envelopes and things like that. They go back and help so many people in our area too. And you can find out more at dsc-illinois.org. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J in Hawaii. At 8:30, we check Fox News on ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump scheduled to address the nation at 11 a.m. Eastern about missile strikes on American-occupied military bases in Iraq launched from Iran. Nobody at those bases is reported hurt. Iran's leader says the strikes are not enough to avenge the death of a top general in a U.S. airstrike.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei telling an audience in Tehran, "We slapped them." But the supreme leader adding that military action is not enough, saying the corrupt presence of the U.S. in the Middle East should come to an end.
Fox's Simon Owen. The former Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn, having escaped to Lebanon, says financial misconduct charges against him in Japan are not true.
"I was presumed guilty before the eyes of the world and subject to a system whose only objective is to coerce confessions, secure guilty pleas without regard to the truth."
He snuck out of Japan last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Manicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 10 years in prison is the sentence for a Kankakee man who took part in a holdup of a Champaign phone store. 30-year-old Andre Williams pleaded guilty in May and was sentenced in federal court yesterday. He was accused in the July 28, 2016 armed robbery of the Sprint store at 2706 North Prospect Avenue C. Williams admitted that he recruited other people to rob the Champaign store, two other people. He also admitted to his role in the August 27, 2016 armed robbery of another Sprint store in Michigan. A Champaign man gets 8 years behind bars for having a gun that was stolen from Urbana. 24-year-old Devon Hart pleaded guilty in November to possession of a stolen firearm. Hart is not allowed to have a gun because he has previous convictions for residential burglary and aggravated robbery. A man living in Urbana had left his gun in his unlocked car, and the next morning he discovered the gun was gone. The case was recovered, and it was sent to the state crime lab. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Manicelli.
What do you want people to know about what you do? Ken Sprague, Urbana Police Officer, is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
What we do is, you know, we provide a service-based community program. That's what police do, at least here in the city of Urbana. Other departments may do things different, not wrong, not right, just different. But here in Urbana, I think the number one thing we do is we service the community. In addition to that, we try to ask for voluntary compliance, and that's what we're out here to do. Sometimes voluntary compliance is not what happens.
Meaning just follow my instructions, and we'll sort out your complaints later.
Absolutely.
And you're wearing a body camera now, right?
Absolutely.
I think it's for your protection more than anything.
Yeah.
Because you can say, here's how I acted.
And we love the body cameras.
Yeah.
We couldn't wait till we got them. We were one of the last departments to get them because of funding. And luckily, you know, our administration pushed. We finally got them. It holds officers accountable and also holds the community accountable. And I think when people see that we have body cameras, they feel more comfortable. At the same time, us going out there, we feel as comfortable as well with them.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SKtoday.com.
We've got sunshine. It's a great day, but we have cooler conditions, so make sure you grab your big coat. We've got a high around 32 expected and 24 our low into the evening tonight. Partly cloudy and up to 48 tomorrow to start, and then showers, windy conditions, low 46 in the evening. Friday, we're expecting rain all day, but milder with a high 55, low 39. Up to 42 on Saturday with some rainy conditions, especially to start. Our current temperature is at 23 on ESPN 93.5. If you're off to a good start to your new year, keep it going with the new appliances from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Maybe you're remodeling some different rooms and want to get a refrigerator or a new microwave. Mine conked out last night. All they do is appliances at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. And And they offer discount pricing on the quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more, specializing in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And of course, you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan. Wow! The Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place you'll want to visit when you're remodeling, upgrading, if something conks out. Check out their Champaign location at I-74 Neal Street. Online, it's appliance-world.com.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Madison.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Jump on the Cardinals Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 17th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
ESPN 93.5. It's been a busy start to our new year, and Dr. Judy Gammon is checking in with us about the fast pace of this digital lifestyle. And Judy, it contributes to a bad diet. I am one person who actually is guilty of this. You're probably stellar and very thin and fit, right?
Well, you know, you'd think so, right? Being the CEO at Executive Medicine of Texas, you'd think I would be super thin, super right? fit. I say I hold my own coming up on 50, but I'm not going to be on the cover of any magazines anytime soon. So
right, okay.
I think that should all be our goal, right? Be able to hold our own. And part of it's just being able to be cognizant of what we're eating, how much time we're spending on our screens, which is the topic of the day today. And we really need to pay attention to what this new study found, and that was that the more time we spend on our screens, that we're actually going to do more mindless eating, and the more calories we take in, the bigger we're going to be.
One thing I find with especially my teenagers, and it's probably a common problem for parents, is the pace in which we eat, and sometimes way too big mouthfuls and not chewing well, and just, I guess it's just that kind of drive-through fast food kind of mentality of wolfing it down. Do you find that that's a concern, Judy?
Yeah, I do, and we tend to be in a rush all the time because we have so much that controls our lives. And then, of course, it goes back to electronics as well. With our smartphones and our Apple Watches, we're always on. We're always at somebody's beck and call. And we need to be really careful about not eating at the same time that we're on electronics. That's one little thing that we can do that's going to make a very big impact, because they actually have coined this term zombie eating. And that's because when we're on our electronics and we're eating, we are not in the present. We will not even pay attention to what we eat or how much we eat. And that's just an ongoing problem that we need to actually take steps to correct in our lives.
Dr. Judy Gammon joining me here on ESPN 93.5. Let's talk about that desire to consume high-calorie foods instead of the stuff with the proper nutrients that we need.
Yeah, so high-calorie food is never a good idea. And we see a lot of this when we see people taking on, like, power bars and all kinds of additional, they eat them like snacks instead of meals, but all kinds of additional convenience foods that are meant for athletes. I beg to differ that most of the people eating these bars and drinking all these shakes and adding all these additional calories are actually Olympians or hitting the gym for several hours a day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the calorie, high calorie food isn't always the drive through Big Mac. Sometimes it can be labeled as healthy or bodybuilding or, you know, all kinds of tricks of the trade that they use out there in marketing to us, the consumers.
Very interesting. So just pay attention more to labels here in 2020 to find out your caloric intake and deciding if this is exactly what you need. Like you said, I do grab a lot of things because the label, you know, I'm feeling like an athlete if I eat this power bar.
Yeah, you're right. And they know that there's a lot of money spent on marketing. Everything from the font to the colors to the photos that are used on there, the graphic design, it's pretty much a mind game. And you can see it if you really go to the grocery store and just pay attention to how is this person marketing, this company marketing to me? And how is it that they're trying to make me feel this is healthy? And then stop paying attention to all of that and simply turn it over and pay attention to the label facts. What's in it? How many calories is it? How many grams of fat is it? Is there anything healthy in it? Because just because something is low calorie, if they're empty calories, if there's no nutritional value in it, don't eat it.
It's always a good choice just to grab fruits and vegetables, and something that's fresh and not cooked is the, you know, to me, the best choice. And to do more of that in 2020 has been a goal of mine, and to try to get more water in. What is the average person's water consumption that should happen?
Yeah, so there's a really easy formula that all of your listeners can use. That is, you take your body weight in pounds, so say that you're 120 pounds, then whatever that is, you cut that in half, so that'd be 60. That's the number of ounces that you need to drink. So somebody that's 200 pounds needs 100 ounces of water per day. And then if you're out in the heat, if you're flying on an airplane, or if you're hitting the gym, you need to increase that.
Okay. To sum it up, Dr. Judy Gammon here on ESPN 93.5. Just try to put the electronics down more in 2020 and pay attention to what you're putting in to your body, because food is fuel, right?
It absolutely is.
Thank you so much for being on the air with us. Is there a way to keep in touch with you in case we want to reach out after the show?
Yeah, actually, you can follow the podcast Stay Young America, and it's in all the podcast directories. Lots of great health tips and information for your new year.
Stay Young America podcast. Dr. Judy Gammon, have a good one in 2020, and thanks for being on.
Always a pleasure.
All right, take care. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up next.
Trent Meacham and Brett Anderson of Cozad Asset Management.
At Cozad, we have an experienced and dedicated team to help our clients achieve their financial goals. Here's one of our CPA and portfolio managers, Brett Anderson.
Thanks, Trent. It's an honor to sit alongside clients to establish a financial plan and guide them through their wealth management, tax, and estate planning needs. We'd love to sit down with you. Thanks, and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
ESPN 93.5, we were talking about our physical fitness with Dr. Judy, and how about your financial fitness? Maybe this should be the year to improve. If you've gotten yourself dug into a hole with debt, you can conquer that. Busey promises the support and answers to give your budget and wallet a workout. Research reveals that people who resolve to improve their money behavior at the start of the year can get ahead faster than those who don't. I mean, there's the obvious rule of spend less and save more, but they've got a chance for you to access some online resources to help you stick with that. Setting SMART goals. SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and trackable. And you've got the automatic deposit as one of Busey's advantage tools, or the online budget in Finance Works to keep you on track with different spending patterns. As you make a master plan, you can consider tax planning and charitable contributions and college planning and retirement planning, as well as wealth transfer to preserve assets and take the pressure off your heirs. You don't want to leave this world in debt. That is one of the most horrible things I feel like you could do, is leave your family to pick up the tab on things that you didn't have a chance to manage while you were on Earth. Don't pledge just to get physically fit in the new year. Give your budget and wallet a workout too. Get advice from financial experts. Find solutions as you visit Busey.com or call 1-800-67-BUSEY or stop by any of their convenient locations today.
January is National Mentoring Month. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois is having their Bigs and Brews event Thursday, January 9th. It's happening at Triptych Brewing, 1703 Woodfield Drive in Savoy. The event starts at 5 with a brief presentation starting at 5:30. Stop by Triptych Brewing to celebrate National Mentoring Month and learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Food will be provided. Visit bbbscil.org to print up a flyer with a couple of drink tickets. Thursday the 9th after 5 with details at bbbscil.org.
Nice job, Gabrielle Anderson. Voice talent here that came in to talk about January being Mentoring Month and helping out Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Last night in Big Ten basketball, Nebraska over Iowa 76-70. We had Maryland over number 11 Ohio State 67-55. Rutgers beat Penn State. That final was 72-61. Tonight we have our Illini in action in Wisconsin at 8 o'clock. The earlier game will be Northwestern at Indiana. So just take note of that. Congratulations, baseball coach Dan Hartlib of our Fighting Illini, our Big Ten Coach of the Decade. Wow, Dan Hartlib got it going on. NBA action, Pacers in Miami. Bulls are at New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. On ice last night, Blues over San Jose 3-2. Calgary beat the Blackhawks 2-1. ESPN 93.5, I just answered our studio line. Of course, trying to manage things by myself is a little on the tricky side. Makes me miss Stevie J a little more. Of course, he's taking his vacation in Hawaii and enjoying that time off. It's been a fun, interactive day as listeners were texting in the word logic, L-O-D-G-I-C, kind of a throwback to the old Moose Lodge, as Logic has come up with a terrific, innovative concept at Neil and Fox Drive. And after the show, we'll assess our qualifiers and decide who can redeem this certificate for $50 at the Everyday Kitchen and enjoy seeing the space where you can get work done. The kids are also on one side of the building there. They've got fitness and the Clever Moose Cafe and Everyday Kitchen. Great stuff with logic.org. All right. We have Trooper Mindy Carroll on the line, right, Mindy?
Yes, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being on and just addressing the Illinois State Police and law enforcement official perspective of this recreational marijuana that has seems like it's been a boomtown here in our area. And as I look at the figures, more than $3.5 million sold in the first week as recreational marijuana is now out of the gate here in the state of Illinois. And, of course, in our dispensaries here in the Champaign-Urbana area, there's been long lines and lots of paperwork. And let's start there. If you have a FOID card, you can't be on record as being a recreational marijuana user, right, Mindy?
Well, actually, that we will not revoke somebody's FOID card for recreational marijuana use.
Okay.
So, I know people have asked,
And we, based solely on a person's legal use of adult cannabis, we will not revoke somebody's FOIA card.
Okay, that was what I was just trying to hit some questions, and I know I meant to send you some stuff. I'm so sorry.
No, that's quite all right.
It's just a general conversation.
As much as we can.
Exactly. And
I know one of the questions, too, has been dispensaries collecting information. They are actually prohibited from obtaining and recording information for recreational cannabis users. Now, if they are doing that to ensure the validity of their age or their identification, they are allowed to do that. But they cannot store that information based on somebody's going to purchase recreational cannabis. I think that was another question.
Right.
And some confusion out there. So, again, we're trying to educate people and just say, hey, this is the law. As long as you stay within the parameters of the law, you'll be fine. But we have to bring education and awareness, you know.
Yes.
I know driving under the influence is another thing.
Of course.
That's always, you still can't drive impaired, regardless if it's alcohol or if it's cannabis. Right,
right. Just so because it's really being sold as recreational marijuana doesn't give you the right to get behind the wheel, just like with alcohol. I mean, it's legal too, but you can't get behind the wheel.
Absolutely.
Just so much confusion. Illinois State Police Trooper Mindy Carroll joining me, and I appreciate you calling in from the Central Region as the Public Information Officer and giving us some accurate information. So, of course, so many questions about how do you track if someone's behind the wheel and has smoked marijuana recently?
Right. Well, like I said, there really hasn't been a lot that has changed on the enforcement side. So in a patrol capacity, we look for, you know, people that will impede their own safety or other motorists. And one of those is looking for folks that may be driving impaired. So that hasn't changed. We don't know the source of their impairment until we walk up to the vehicle, right? And then we use our investigative skills to determine, you know, it may be cannabis, it may be alcohol. And we still go through the same standard field sobriety test. Our officers have also been trained in ARO training, additional training. So that's further tests to further substantiate, yes, they are impaired. And that's, all right, is advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. So our officers have been trained in that. I know there's also a DUI cannabis task force that's in the beginning stages. We don't have a lot of information on that, but that will be comprised of public safety partners, subject matter experts, and things like that. So I think we're definitely on the right track, you know, as far as getting the message out there and educating. But the big thing we want to tell people is that, you know, you can still stay within the boundaries of the law, but don't drive impaired, you know. Don't get behind the wheel, regardless of the source, drugs, alcohol, combination. So, we appreciate you pushing the message out there.
So, and of course, the, you know, law still remains for folks who are at work. You want to review your employee manual to find out if they're against, you know, your even recreational use. Of course, a lot of folks who just, you know, want to go to a concert or enjoy a movie and, you know, maybe enjoy a joint at home and staying at home. I guess I feel like it's kind of their own business, but still, you got to remain within the rules of your workplace. There was a few people in a newspaper article that came out in the area over the weekend about, you know, teachers and some lawyers and you know, councilmen and things like that, that, you know, they're in this line. And I'm like, wow, I would never put it out there that I'm a marijuana user.
Right. And that the employers have absolutely that right to make their policies regarding the, you know, consumption, storage of cannabis. They can enact zero tolerance policies. They can discipline or fire their employees based on that, and then obviously enact the drug testing policy. So, they absolutely have that right to do that. Municipalities can prohibit cultivation centers and things like that. So, again, try and get the word out there and educating the public as much as we possibly can. I know there's a lot of questions because it's new, you know, but I think we'll everybody will be able to wrap their head around it, you know, once we get further along. I mean, I know we are, like I said, with educating and bringing awareness as much as possible, you know, that's important. It's not just about enforcement, it's just about trying to educate the public on what they can and cannot do, you know.
Great. I appreciate you talking about the recreational marijuana law that just came into effect for the state of Illinois in 2020. Illinois State Police Trooper Mindy Carroll, is there a website or somewhere where we can review all the rules that go along with this new law?
Yeah, you know what? If they want to go to the Illinois State Police, I don't know what they've updated, but our Illinois State Police webpage is www.isp.state.il.us. And again, I don't know if we've updated our information on that, so mm-hmm. I would have to check, but there's a lot of information out there on that website, so we'd like to refer people to that. All kinds of information
sure.
regarding our department.
And like you said, I mean, everything remains the same as far as getting behind the wheel. Just because it's legal doesn't mean you can break the law when it comes to driving impaired and using common sense and everything that goes along with this, I guess, new trend that we're facing in Illinois. Mindy, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the air with me.
Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it.
All right. You too. ESPN 93.5, just going over some of the new rules and how we sit in our community regarding that. We'll be back with the weather forecast next.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
January is National Mentoring Month. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois is having their Bigs and Brews event Thursday, January 9th. It's happening at Triptych Brewing, 1703 Woodfield Drive in Savoy. The event starts at 5 with a brief presentation starting at 5:30. Stop by Triptych Brewing to celebrate National Mentoring Month and learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Food will be provided. Visit bbbscil.org to print up a flyer with a couple of drink tickets. Thursday the 9th after 5 with details at bbbscil.org.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Well, sunshine today and a high of 32, 24 our low tonight, up to 48 tomorrow, starting out partly cloudy, then a 50% chance of showers, windy, down to 46 in the evening, 56 with rainy conditions on Friday as we wrap up the week. Right now, the temperature is at 23. I'm Diane Ducey. Jeremy Werner's show starts next. Enjoy your day, and thank you so much for taking us along. You can tap into the podcast later, too, at ESPNCU.com.
PDR Automotive of Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9841 for more details.
My old washer and dryer were on their last legs, and I really wanted a front loader set. So I went shopping. I thought that the big box lumberyard would have the best deals, so I started there. They had an Electrolux set I really liked, and I thought it was a fair price, but I wanted to compare it with one other store. Dick Van Dyke advertises the best deal, so I tried there. Boy, am I glad I did. They had the same washer and dryer, but their deal came with a buy one, get one free pedestal and a free 10-year protection plan. The other store would sell me a warranty, but for only 5 years. It was a no-brainer. I bought my beautiful new washer and dryer at Dick Van Dyke, saved $370, and got 10 years of protection. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. I guarantee the best deal on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Breaking
break out your favorite party outfit and your best tennies for a night of fun to benefit the Champaign Park District Jimmy John's Youth Scholarship Program. For many families facing financial hardships, fun, recreational, and leisure activities are left on the back burner unless provided help. Having access to the Jimmy John's Youth Scholarship Program means the opportunity for children to express their creativity in a cultural arts class or simply socialize with friends for half of the cost. The Virginia Theater hosts the Champaign Park District Ties and Tennies event with food, drinks, music,